tomorrow night and how you guard against not taking a team lightly or, you know, having a letdown after just a nice streak you put together.
Yeah, obviously we've put together some good games here and we want to keep that rolling. So, you know, it comes to that just being strong mentally and making sure we're still playing the game that we need to play to be successful.
Lots of tempo the last two practices. Is that something that Claude's talked about or the guys talked about within the room or how's that come about?
It's something we talked about probably 2-3 weeks ago that we need to get better in practice and get tempo up. And you know, if you're going to be a skating team, you got to be able to get that pace up in practice, and usually, you know, translates into games. I'm pretty familiar. I mean, with the way they play, and you know, for them, it kind of starts in the net out there. They had a great goaltender and. And guys that can put the net or put the puck in the net in front. So, but again, it's more about us and playing the way we need to play. And if we do that, we'll be fine. I mean, anytime there's a coaching change, I think it gets a spark. I mean, there should be notice in that dressing room, and usually gets guys going. You know, they coming off a big win in Edmonton. I'm sure they have a good feeling there, and they'll be looking to keep that going.
Andrew, looks like you got Popp back in the lineup tomorrow night. What does he bring to the line and to the team?
He's such a big presence down the middle. He's strong on the puck. You know, gets the net. I thought him and Welly were playing really well. We had some good chemistry. You know, before he got hurt. So hopefully we can pick up where we left off.
And we just wanted to ask you about the World Junior selection process.